I'm Edie, and despite consistent being my word of the year, I am terrible at consistently delegating tasks to my kids. I always end up thinking that chores are just easier to do myself. I am a mom of three who lives in Wisconsin.
Oh, I thought you were trying to remember where you lived. And Edie, as you just told me before we started recording, it is, what's the date today? April 9th, and it's snowing. Is that correct?
It's snowing here in Wisconsin. People here are just ready to throw themselves on a sword.
Oh,
it's just been gray and cold and snowy, but that's not a really good way to, you know, begin the podcast.
On gratitude.
On gratitude.
Maybe I can beat you because, hi, I'm Leia, and I am in my daughter's nasty bathroom. It's Saturday morning, and believe me, it is nasty, because I am allowing the rest of my family to sleep while I podcast, so I've found the tiniest little vestibule here, and no, I'm not sitting on the toilet, but it's not a good situation, but here I am, happy to be here. I have been struggling a little bit with gratitude lately. I am a learned optimist. I live and work in Beijing, China, and looks like we won't be leaving here anytime soon. I live here with my sweetheart, Dawn, who teaches with me at an international school, and our two kids, both students at the same place. So, Edie, we are never apart, except right now when I'm in the bathroom and they're all in their beds. Yeah.
We're the two chit-chat chicks.
Like always, we'll be sharing chit-chat tips and tricks.
Cleaning your potatoes and rivet and bezel.
Uh-huh. And we will gather around the campfire to chat about burning topics.
Coaching each other into gratitude.
Yay! We need it. And of course, we will have our chit-chat challenge of the week.
In our chit-chat tips and tricks segment, we share things that make our lives just a little bit happier or better. Leia, I don't even know what to say about this. Seriously? More potatoes?
Well, this tip is different, I promise, Edie.
All right.
Yes. Okay. So as most of you know, if you're regular listeners, my morning breakfast is most often a sweet potato that I pop into the microwave and I then commence to eat like an apple. I don't, you know, add anything to it. I just like eat it on the run, usually at school. So, but what I do tend to prepare before I get to school is I wash the potato and I peel all the nastiness off of it and I cut the ends off where it's, not pleasant to eat. And so it's just ready to be popped into the microwave when I get to school. But not so long ago, as I was washing my potato in the sink in the morning, I came across a pot cleaner, one of those steel wool meshy things. The mesh kind, not like the nasty, prickly steel wool. And I thought, what if I tried to clean my sweet potato with the steel wool? Well, lo and behold, Edie, it just cleaned all the dirt, the muck, the ends, everything. Just cleaned that baby right up. And I've been doing it ever since. In fact, I've actually stopped peeling my carrots since this time.
Well, Leia,
yes.
I have to jump in. Does this mean you're not peeling your sweet potatoes, or it does peel the sweet potatoes?
Well, it doesn't exactly peel them, but it gets rid of enough so that you still got the fiber of the peels, but you've got all the nastiness gone, all the bumps and
Yes.
So good. So I'm not even peeling my carrots now. I just, get all the nastiness off, the dirt and the whatnot, the residue, with the steel wool. So you've got the full benefit of the fiber, and you've got a really great, easy way to do it. It takes me just a few seconds. Now, Edie, I've been using, a dirty pot scrubber. So, you know, if you're finicky about things, you really should get your own designated vegetable scrubber. I'm about to do that this weekend. It's on my list to get a pot scrubber just for the veggies. But meantime, I'm alternating between the pots and pans and the vegetables. But I'll tell you, love it. And it didn't even come out of a woman's magazine.
Yeah, it came from you, Leia. Right. You need to patent that. Did you ever tell us to run our potatoes through the dishwasher?
You know, my mom used to cook salmon in the dishwasher. And I think somebody, maybe it's my sister, also washes her running shoes in the dishwasher. But no, I don't run. I've never given that tip. I don't know this tip. Do tell.
Oh, I feel like I've heard that tip from someone. I was waiting for that to come next.
Like, we could do a whole episode on what to do with your dishwasher. Tips and tricks for the dishwasher.
Cooking salmon. That's insane.
I don't actually have a dishwasher here in China, so other than, you know, me, myself, and I. And my kids.
Yeah.
And my sweetie. So what do you have for
us? All right. Yes. Well, I have something totally different from what you told us about, Leia. I am recommending Rivet and Bezel. And that Rivet and Bezel is a she named Drew. She is a jewelry artist located in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Uh-huh. So what you're going to have to do, Leia, is you're going to have to like Rivet and Bezel on Facebook because she's not on Etsy. And the only other place you can see her beautiful earrings is if you go to a art fair in Milwaukee, which you're not doing.
Not this year.
Like her on Facebook, and then you can see all the amazing earrings that she creates. I have bought many pairs for gifts. She has like flowers and ferns and things, and she puts them in an epoxy. Leia, my latest pair from her is a pair of Daisy earrings.
Oh, Daisy.
Yes.
Edie's nickname, Daisy.
I also bought some fun Valentine's Day ones that had like little candy hearts in them. Her earrings are whimsical. They're fun. She's always creating new ones. So like her on Facebook and then message her with your order.
Okay.
I actually paid her in Amazon gift cards. We weren't sure how to pay her. So she's like, well, some people just pay me in Amazon gift cards.
Oh, fabulous. So, hey, one last question about Rivet and Bezel. Mm-hmm. Can you clean the jewelry with steel wool?
No, you would scratch it.
Okay. All right, then.
Do not do that.
Will not. Will not.
Do I hear a campfire?
Do I hear a campfire tune?
It's time for Campfire Chat.
So today we're going to coach each other on gratitude. Now, we're both struggling in our own ways, but we are hoping that we can encourage the other to find ways out of our, you know, despondency. I don't know if it's despondency, but, you know, our slight tinge of sadness, and try to look towards what is good in our lives.
All right. Well, let's get started, Leia. I know that there aren't just personal struggles we're dealing with, but there are also world issues that can really feel overwhelming.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. For sure. So our pod is not a forum for giving opinions about the news, but the Weltschmerz and anxiety that I feel right now is at an all-time high for me, Edie. And the situation in the Ukraine, for example, gets worse by the day. And in between having family there and some people that I love with their families there, it can sometimes just feel really consuming to me. So, Edie, can we get started on some coaching to do with that? Because I don't even feel like I have the right to feel good when there's all this tragedy happening all around me.
Well, geez, Leah, why don't you start with something a little complicated?
I'm hoping your wisdom can guide me.
Well, you know, tragedy is always happening all around us, you know. Yeah. It's actually an act of defiance to be joyful, you know.
Ooh.
We're not going to help
again.
Anyone.
That's a tweet. Say that again.
Ooh, tweet. It's an act of defiance to be joyful, you know.
Oh, okay. That's radical. I like that.
It's radical to be joyful during these times, Leah. You know, it's easy to sit around and be an Eeyore because, you know, you just turn on the news and, oh, my goodness.
Right.
But I would also suggest that you limit your screen time because you're probably scrolling and, you know, you can be informed, but you don't have to be informed 24 hours a day. Right?
Right. So true.
And then you can also like to help send money to an organization that you trust.
Mm-hmm. In fact, Edie, in the show notes, I'm going to give a link to an organization, which is actually my cousin, Al. We've been sending money to Al and Al Rempel, who's also a listener to the pod. He's one of our boosters. And our family's all contributed and lots of other people. He's raised more than $30,000 to send to the Ukraine. We're sending it directly to our relatives who are working as aid workers, essentially. They're rescuing people from other villages, bringing them back to safety, relative safety where they are. They're supplying food. There was actually a photo on Facebook the other day of this huge semi-truck packed with food and supplies, all of which these things were bought with the money that Al helped raise for the family, which they're sharing with their community and the people that they're rescuing and supporting. So that's very, very gratifying and wonderful. So I will put that link in the show notes if anybody else wants to continue to support in the Ukraine. So thank you for that.
Yeah. So...
Okay, well, that does help. It does give some perspective, and you're right. Limiting screen time is important, and I know that I need to shift my gaze because I also know that, you know, we can't help others when we're drowning, right? So that's really true. So focusing on good things, and what did you say? Say it again. Joy is...
Haven't you heard this before?
No.
I've heard it probably on Oprah or something.
Okay.
Or Brene Brown said it. I don't know that. I even forget what my tweet was.
Joy is an act of defiance.
Rebellion. Defiance, yeah.
Okay. You're not sure. Doesn't matter. I love it. We'll go back and listen. And then I'll write it in lipstick on my mirror. or on a post-it note. Okay, Edie, give me something that I can help you shift a bit and give you a chance to feel gratitude instead of overwhelmment.
Well, Leah, this might be shocking to you, but I am overwhelmed with my middle grade novel that I'm writing, Carrie's Winter.
Yeah.
So I finished my first draft. Ooh. And Leah, it is so bad. And I know it's supposed to be bad, but it is so bad because it has no plot.
Okay.
There's like nothing going on, which reminded me when Gus was like in second grade, we were reading a book together about Bob Dylan. You know, those books like who is Bob Dylan?
Yes, yeah. Who's Walt Disney? Who's Bob Dylan? Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So we were reading that, and apparently Bob Dylan wrote a book called Metamorphosis. And then in the book we're reading, it said, and this book was like no other book because It had no plot. So I feel like I've written about another, you know, another Bob Dylan metamorphosis. I did this week take some time to learn about the skin the cat method of plotting. We'll put a link in the show notes. It's kind of like, it's too boring to go into. But anyway, it helped me to replot my entire book.
Well, great.
So, but now I need to start at the beginning and add plot and do it, you know, like go all the way through it. And I'm scared because this draft is so bad.
Okay. Well, I can help you with this, Edie. I can help you find some gratitude and give you some tips. So actually, in the last few weeks with my middle school English students, we've been working on a bit of narrative and doing the somebody wanted, so then because method, right?
Oh.
Of writing. What is it? SWB, the TB, I don't know, whatever. Anyway. And then finally, they all woke up and it was a dream. That's how you came out your book. Do you know that's how all third graders end their stories? And then I woke up. It was a dream. Fortunately, I don't teach third grade anymore.
I told my students they couldn't do that.
I know.
That was an automatic zero.
For 35 years of teaching, whether it be high school or third grade, I've been telling my students the same thing. But that said, okay, so I think you have so much to be proud of, Edie. I mean, gosh, you've written the first draft of a novel. Fabulous. Middle school books are, we need more of them. We need more great books in middle school. So all the better that it's for kids that you understand, that you work with every day. And you've actually, you often talk to me about not completing things, and you have completed a huge chunk of what are going to be several chunks to finish, right? And I don't know, the method that has worked well for me in my writing life is to work with a timer, you know, and just to say, I'm going to work for, and, you know, do whatever you're able to do during different phases of your year. But like when you're teaching, say like 10-15 minutes a day, right? It doesn't need to be a long time, but that time is designated solely to your writing and to your editing, to your revision. And I have to say, Edie, that revision is my favorite part of writing. I find the first draft of something quite challenging, and it is garbage. The first draft should be garbage. And then it's so gratifying. It's so wonderful to paragraph by paragraph or page by page, chapter by chapter, to embellish, to empower, to, you know, to change, to add action and dialogue and plot. It's fabulous.
And plot, to add a plot.
Yes, and I would encourage you actually to do a save as. I've done this before and I love it. So take your whole novel as it is now. Make sure you keep that original draft. Save it as a new document and make your changes from that so you can go back and forth and compare. And you'll just see the miracle of the changes that have happened and how hugely you've improved what you started with. Which is, I'm sure, much, much better than you even know. Because you've got the skeleton, right? You just need to put the meat on the bones now.
Well.
Come on.
I'm not kidding when I say it has no plot. But, you know, I should be grateful that I have ideas of how to fix it. Mm-hmm. I should be grateful for the cheerleaders I have who are writers like you and my friend Amy Jo. So
Yeah, my books are usually plotless to begin with too. I have the same issue actually. Stream of consciousness, da, 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 and then you know you go back in and you figure it out. It's fine.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes.
All right, so I'll continue on with Carrie's Winter.
Yay. Grasp for that gratitude and know that you're doing a great job.
Well, plus I'm like, so I guess I'm grateful for the Ingalls family to have given me so much joy over the years. Here I am, 54, and still, you know, enmeshed with the Ingalls.
I know. You love those Ingalls.
I know. I am very grateful to Laura for writing those books because they were such a huge part of my childhood. Mm-hmm. So, all right, your turn again, Leia. What can I help you find gratitude about? And I hope it's a little easier than your first one because that was a doozy.
Whew, I know. We started with the hardest one, didn't we?
Oh, boy.
Okay. Well, this one is maybe for both of us, Edie. I am losing my daughter in a few months as she goes off to university. And I guess the thing that makes it's hard for all of us mamas and papas when our kids leave the nest. And so on one hand, I'm greatly looking forward to it because A, she's ready, and B, you know, in a few years we'll have an empty nest and that's a whole new set of adventures. We still have one daughter that will be at home. Emily's in grade 10 going into grade 11, but Charlotte will be off shortly. I think the hardest thing, though, for me is that I cannot take her back to Canada this summer to get her set up for university. And of course, we won't be able to see her on weekends or, you know, during the year. Our situation in China right now is that 26 cities in China are in complete lockdown, Edie, including Shanghai, which is the second or maybe the first largest city in China. It's either Beijing, where I live, or Shanghai. But there's about 25 million people in lockdown just in that city alone. It's 13% of the Chinese population that hundreds of millions are in lockdown. It's insane. And so all of that said, I don't want to get into the COVID situation so much in China, but I want to explain why I can't go, because sometimes people wonder, like, why are you saying you can't leave China? I can leave China. I can come to the States. I can come to Canada. That's not a problem. Getting back is the problem. Because if we test positive, if we come to the United States or Canada, the Chinese government won't let us back into the country for 90 to 120 days or something, which means our jobs would not be there for us. The other thing is, if we test positive, and it's, you know, and let's face it, it's easy to get COVID, and it's not a big deal with the Omicron variant to get sick and stay in the States, right, or Canada. You know, you get sick and then you go back to work and everything's okay. But because of all the repercussions for us getting back, it is a huge thing. It would mean losing our jobs. And also, if we were to test positive coming back, then we're put into a detention facility for months at a time, which is, it's hell. It's hell on earth. And we can't do that either. So that's why I can't go back to see my daughter off to university. And that's kind of breaking my heart a bit. And we're also, okay, just to, maybe this is heavy, Edie, another heavy one, just to add a little bit more onto that. We just don't know from day to day whether we're going to be put into lockdown right now. And so, you know, we're stocked up with food. Actually, I'm going to go today and stock up some more because it seems like things are heating up a bit here, you know, whether we're going to be online in the next few days or even just like locked in our apartment. So it's really stressful dealing with the unknowns of that. And I know that we've all dealt with that in the last few years everywhere in the world. But for whatever reason, China is continuing to have a zero COVID policy and tolerance. And that's making it hard. But we need the jobs, and our daughter is very happy at the school here, and we want her to graduate here, so we're staying.
All right. So.
Help me.
First off, you started off, Leia, by saying, I'm losing my daughter. No.
Thank you.
You are not losing your daughter. I mean, what kind of language is that?
Okay.
You know? What am I doing? Yeah, no more losing my daughter, because that is not true. I know Charlotte and how much she loves you,
yes.
And you're going to be texting and messaging, and yeah, you can't go there, but thank goodness for this technology, Leia.
Oh, I know, right? I know. And you know what else thank goodness for? I have so much gratitude that my sister will be her primary caregiver this summer, my sister and brother-in-law, and Nicole is Nicole and I are very similar, and except that she's even more nurturing and she's domestic and she's so wonderful.
Let's face it, Nicole does a better job than both of us put together. So, you
Nicole
know,
is amazing.
Feel good about that. She's amazing.
I know. And yeah. So Charlotte's going to get all these skills that I didn't really give her. Like
so,
learning how
yeah.
to cook and clean and, you know, just I'm just not a domestic kind of gal. So I hope I gave her some life skills, but not that many around the house. So I think Nicole will really help with that. And also
and that's
eating.
Really, I mean, Charlotte's not going to university to learn how to cook and clean, Leia.
Would be good for her to know that, though, don't you think?
Well, you know, Nicole can, like, teach, you know, whatever. College
yes.
students, they're not cleaning.
Yeah.
So another thing to think about, Leia, is do you really want Charlotte living with you forever?
Absolutely like, just, not.
You know no. how you do that imagining when you're on the raft in the middle of the lake and it's peaceful? Well,
yes.
now imagine your apartment or your house and Charlotte's always there.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Charlotte's floating with you on the raft. Charlotte has the bathroom with the hair, you know? No.
Yeah. Okay.
And think about yourself. Think of Leia, senior Leia. Did you want to stay living with your parents after high school, Leia?
I absolutely did not. I needed to
yeah.
get the heck out of Dodge. No.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
you're right. And she's ready to fly.
Yeah. So be she grateful is. That Charlotte can go and that she can fly and that your sister's there. She has been preparing her whole life for this. So don't drag her down by being, I'm losing my daughter, you know, because that's like
okay.
That's a big drag. I want to do
right.
that to Leonard all the time.
Uh-huh.
You know, like cling to him and sob and be, you know, ridiculous. But, you know, Charlotte is smart. She is well-loved. She's well-cared for. And she's competent. They're going to rise to the occasions because their mothers aren't there to, you yeah. know, sweep up the pieces.
You're right. You're right. And this mm-hmm. is what we want for our kids. We have kids,
yeah.
too.
You don't want her at home.
Fly. Mm-hmm. No, mm-hmm. right you are. Thank you. Okay,
yeah.
I'm feeling more gratitude already. Okay, Charlotte can leave tomorrow if she wants.
Bye-bye.
Don't graduate. Bye-bye. Oh, okay, well, so helpful, my friend. You're very wise. So hit me with another one of yours.
Well, this will come as no surprise, Leia. I am overwhelmed by my basement. Every year I make it a goal and it gets better. And now it is so bad. So I go down there to do the laundry and it makes me feel out of control. It makes me feel nuts. I've been working on cleaning it for years and it's still a wreck. And I guess I can't even feel gratitude that I have all that crap down there. You know, what is that? What is going on?
Okay. I feel like we've done many episodes on this.
Well, you can keep it brief or refer me to the episode number and I'll listen to it.
Right. Well, I think, okay, few things. You need to recruit some help. I think this is more of a tip session than it is a gratitude session. I'm not sure.
No.
So it may be a nice combination. You can't do this on your own. I mean, most of the crap is yours, granted.
Well, that's the thing. No one else can, like, go through it but me. And Scott, uh-huh. my boyfriend, came over a couple times to help me.
Yeah.
And Leia, all he wants to do is push stuff, like, in corners. And that's
oh.
not helpful. I don't feel yeah. grateful for that kind of help.
Okay. Well, maybe he could be cooking a meal upstairs
oh,
while you,
yeah.
right, take care of things. So I think that
yes.
could be the way to do it, right? So have Scott come over, do something lovely upstairs while you start to tackle downstairs, right? And I think, like, you need to give yourself, this is not like the 10 minutes of writing a day situation. I think this is like take a day off work. Take a sick day. Be mildly
oh.
sick. I hope your principals aren't listening to this.
Well, just the thought of my basement makes me mildly sick.
Right, right. It's probably not making your nasal passages any clearer, or right? Like it's asthma-inducing maybe even. So there you go. No, I don't advocate anybody take a sick day to just let's pretend nobody heard that to clean up their basement. But take a day whenever you're able and, tackle it. I think the recommendations that I have heard before are like start from one end and work your way, forward, right? You need piles. I know you're constantly making piles of things to bring to thrift stores, but you're also constantly bringing piles of things home from thrift stores. You've come by this honestly because your mama is also a thrift store fanatic and a collector of items.
Yes.
So I think there needs to be some simplification that happens. With Leonard leaving, that could also be helpful, right? One less kid in the house could reduce some of the clutter down there. I don't know. But I do.
Yeah, I'll just visualize Leonard as clutter.
Off you go.
Yeah. I have three cluttery children.
Mm-hmm. Well, you could always offer, and this is, this is why we've got an editor, Edie, is because I pay my daughter to do this. And so, money is always an incentive. Maybe some of I know that you need to do the clutter part, but there's also the cleaning part too that can be done by your children or somebody else you might be willing to pay, right? So that's, another thing. Or you could just like burn down the house and start again, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
Starting a tiny house. Buy one of those little baby houses, right, that are 100 square feet. That is not for you.
That is not for me. Where would I put my piano?
You're right. You're right. Well, I think, you can have a lot of gratitude for what you do have. And also, realize that you don't need all that. And but I know it's just the actual idea of cleaning it up and decluttering. And I know you're obsessed with this. I know it's a thing.
I'm obsessed with my basement and Carrie's winter. I should be paying attention to my children, but I just can't.
All right. Man.
Enough of that, Leah.
Have I given you any gratitude at all with that?
Well, I'll feel a lot of gratitude when it's done. And, maybe when I get all this stuff to the thrift store, someone will be grateful or, need it,
Yeah, that's true, right? That's true.
Because goodness knows what's down there.
Yeah.
I don't...
Sure enough. Whew. Okay. So I guess I have one more thing that's kind of linked to the last one, and that is that I'm feeling a bit trapped lately, Edie. I became an international school teacher to travel and explore the world, and now I can't even leave the city. I can't leave Beijing. And every day kind of feels the same lately, like I don't have much to look forward to. And that's that's been, I guess, one of my biggest challenges in this last nearly 2 years. So help me.
Well, Leia, you know how sometimes you just say insane things and you have to ask yourself, is this even true?
Yes.
Now, you just said you have nothing to look forward to. Is that true?
Oh, thank you. No, it isn't true. I do have things to look forward to. Most of them are in the not so immediate future, but yes, it's not true.
Yeah. I mean, you can look forward to your family getting up so you can make a cup of coffee.
That's you right. I haven't dared make a cup of coffee this morning. Oh, because I'm in the bathroom.
Oh. Well, what I would suggest is that you revive, and we've spent a lot of time talking about your morning routine too, Leah.
Yes.
Why don't you revive that? Because you really like it when you're doing it.
Yes.
And I look forward to my morning routine and it's the same damn thing every day, you know.
Yes, yes.
Maybe you could also make a list of things that you can do in the city that you haven't done and you want to. Also, you use the word trapped. Maybe be grateful that you're trapped in such an interesting place.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, you could be trapped in, you know, someplace gross.
Occasionally, this place does feel gross to me, but no, you're right. You're right. And you know what, Edie? The Great Wall of China is actually within the Beijing limits of the city. It's a district, or part of it is. So we did get away this last week on our spring break to the Great Wall for three days, and it was fabulous. And we were out in nature, and I did love it. And so you're right.
Well,
I
go
look
back.
Forward to doing that
go
again,
back.
Getting to the mountains. Yes, nature. And the cherry blossoms are in bloom right now. Love that.
I also know that when you were our Olympic reporter, remember that, Leah?
Yes. That was
you
fun.
You were like, you were in your element.
I was.
I am recommending that you come up with another project like that.
Ooh. Okay. I like that.
Then you can, because you were always looking forward to...
getting out on the street.
Getting out on the street, getting the info, posting it on the coop. It was really good. And we all enjoyed your, you know, your reporting.
Oh, that's true.
So
right?
We had gratitude for you giving us that insight. So, you know, I mean, just feel gratitude that you're trapped with, you know, your family who you love.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, it probably is a little too much togetherness, but I don't know.
No, we're all pretty low key. We do well together.
Four
semi introverts, so in a fairly small house, but we're good. That's all fine. Oh, thank you. Yes, I love that. And I do want to have a project. And also my writing this summer, right? Because we're not going anywhere. I can get back into that. Well, you're framing out, or rather, while you're revising Carrie's Winter, I can be doing something similar with some things that I'm working on.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, that helps.
Well, Leah, I feel like we were really able to turn this around a bit.
I agree.
I know we don't need to be happy all the time, but sometimes we just need to shift our perspective or stop using language that's not, you know, uplifting. But you know what? We can be Eeyore sometimes. You know, I want you to be you can call me and be an Eeyore anytime you want. So
thank you.
But we don't want to be Eeyores all the time. Sometimes we have to be Piglet or Pooh or Christopher or Roo or Rabbit. Thank you for guiding me into deeper gratitude, Leah.
Oh, well, thank you. This pep talk has been incredibly helpful. I feel like I'm actually ready to move forward with some positivity and grace on this Saturday here in Beijing. So I really appreciate this. It's time for the
Chit-Chat Challenge of the Week.
So last time we recorded, Leah, which was a while ago, we talked about marching into style. Are you styling, Leah?
Well, yes, I am a work in progress, Edie. But yes, I did do some shopping and some tailoring just this last week with my week off. So I am getting ready for the spring runway. I have a new robin egg blue blazer that's light for the, you know, spring and summer. And then also I got one of those long tailored vests. You know what I mean? Like they come down like below your derriere and you wear like a button shirt underneath. Actually, I wore it out with a friend yesterday. I have a white pirate blouse, kind of a fluffy, you know, like the Seinfeld pirate thing.
Yeah.
That episode, that blouse that he wears. I have one like that. And I wore the black vest over it and black trousers and some cool Vans shoes. And I met my friend out for an al fresco lunch. And I have to say, oh, and I wore the necklace that one of that, like a long loopy necklace that we bought together at the Sun Prairie thrift store. And I was rocking it. I looked fabulous, Edie. So there you go. And I am also getting my clothes hemmed and tailored. I found a new tailor. I met her this week. I brought in some clothes that I really like, and she's actually making me a few copies because in China you can get things made quite cheaply. So this is a really fun thing that I am looking forward to this summer. Because
see?
I've decided if I'm staying here, I'm going to get a whole new wardrobe made. Well, and bought, but mostly made. So I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled with this. Super excited. How about you?
You are marching into style.
I am.
Yeah. So I'd be marching more into style if it would stop snowing.
Jeez.
I don't know. I'm all ready when the weather warms up to march into my dresses and skirts, but you know. Yeah. I'm still wearing my cozy sweaters and my fingertipless gloves.
I see that. Oh, jeez. Well, remember, you can always wear that sundress with long underwear underneath or a sweater over top of it.
It's just kind of depressing.
Yeah.
But anyway, I feel gratitude, Leia, that I have the dress.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
So our challenge this week is to see if we can find gratitude in our lives right now rather than waiting for things to improve.
Oh, so good, right? Yes, we can't sit around and wait for things to improve. We need it now. Okay, so let us know how you're going to do this on the Chit Chat Coop on Facebook, where we post our Chit Chat challenges every week, along with many other scintillating conversations.
Yes. So that's it for this episode of the Two Chit Chat Chicks.
Yes. Check out the show notes for links to our blogs, to Edie's Etsy store, Prairie Girl Greetings. And, of course, to all the show notes that we promised that we would add regarding the Ukraine donation, the books, lots of other things, right? Oh, books? Did we recommend books? Maybe not books. I don't know. Anyway,
Rivet
check
and
out
Bezel.
The show notes. Mm-hmm. Oh, right. Rivet and Bezel. That's it. Okay. And we would love a review or 5 stars from you on iTunes or the podcast app that you listen to because it helps more people find the show.
Thanks, as always, to Charlotte and you, Leia, for editing the show. And if you have any suggestions for new editors who want to work with either Leia or myself, let us know. Because as discussed, Charlotte is off to bigger adventures than, you know, editing this podcast.
Yes, she is. Sadly. Okay. No, happily. Happily she is. Okay. Bye-bye.
Cluck, cluck.